Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now we conclude our Super Bowl week coverage with a call in about Denver versus Seattle on anything. The phones are open right now for you to talk up Denver or Seattle, or we can make this statewide. Talk up Colorado or talk up Washington State when it comes to food, music, culture, lifestyle, and maybe a little football. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. I'm sure there are many expats from Washington and Colorado out there, so we'll try to get you on, maybe even pair you up to compare and contrast. It's the Super Bowl of anything at all, Denver versus Seattle, Colorado versus Washington State. 212-433-WNYC. Who has better mountains in the distance? Who has better fishing or hiking or beer? Yes, both Washington and Colorado have legalized marijuana. We know that, but be warned, we're only going to take your call if you come up with a better pun than the pot bowl or the smoke a bowl. 212-433-9692. What about things like urban infrastructure? Anyone want to talk up RTD transit system versus Seattle's Metro Transit? Neither of them have a subway, but they both have light rail and buses. Who's nicer? Who's better looking? Oh, also, can Richard Sherman jam Demaryius Thomas at the line effectively enough to be able to bracket the zone with Earl Thomas and neutralize Peyton Manning from throwing down the seam? Or you don't have to talk about that one. 212-433-WNYC. It's Denver versus Seattle, Washington versus Colorado on anything at all. 212-433-9692. The Brian Lehrer Show, Culture Bowl. Call us up. WNYC, it's Denver versus Seattle, Colorado versus Washington on anything at all, 212-433-WNYC, primarily not football. Here's a point of comparison, music. Okay, maybe that's not fair. Seattle has one of the best music histories in the country, from Jimi Hendrix to Modest Mouse to Blue Scholars. Denver has John Denver. Well, sort of. He was born in New Mexico but lived in Colorado much of his life. I guess there's the Apples in stereo, if anyone's a fan of them. One thing we did learn, big band legend Glenn Miller is from Denver, but maybe we'll just award Seattle the point for music right off the bat. Hey, any Coloradans want to argue that one? Total population, 634,000 for Denver, 634,000 in Seattle. A difference of 276 people when you scratch below the surface. How about that? Same size cities. Both cities have a median age of about 35. Both cities have unemployment rates just below the national unemployment rate. And the average household size is about the same, 2.3 per household in Denver, 2.1 in Seattle. Though I guess if you're listening from Denver right now, you should buy a little extra guacamole for that 2/10 of a person for Sunday night. Arthur on the Upper West Side, you're on WNYC. Hey, Arthur.
Hey, Brian, and hello, New York City. So I am from Washington State originally, but I'm also a Colorado expat. I was born in Bellingham, Washington, and lived there in Tacoma, and I lived in Colorado my whole post-college life before coming out to New York City.
So who wins on what? It's Denver versus Seattle well, on something. What?
I'm rooting for Seahawks. I've waited my whole life for a Super Bowl victory. But in general, I'm really torn between the two. They're both great places, great beer, really good skiing. I would say Colorado definitely wins on the weather, though, with sunny winters. I was there last week, and a lot of sun and a lot of snow.
Thank you, Arthur. Enjoy the game. Colorado wins on the weather, says Arthur, who lived in both places. Dan in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Colorado.
So, Denver versus Seattle on anything, or Colorado versus Washington?
Well, Colorado brews the most beer per capita in the country, and like the previous caller said, 300 days of sunshine and no humidity. So, weather and beer for sure. I will gladly give it up to Seattle for better music culture.
And thank you very much. Enjoy the game. Kristen in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
You have a divided household, I understand.
Yes, I'm originally from Colorado, and my husband moved to New York from Seattle. And, of course, we'll be rooting for our respective teams on Sunday. But I think Colorado wins out, or Denver wins out, overall because of a saying that my husband has about Seattle. He says it's like being married to a beautiful woman who's sick a lot.
That's about the rain, huh?
Exactly.
Sorry, go ahead.
I believe the most days of sunshine of any state in the U.S.
That's a contrast. Thank you, Kristen. Enjoy the game. Hope you have family peace by the end of Sunday night. Lawrence in Washington State. You're in Washington State right now? Oh, nope. Lawrence isn't there. Okay. How about Melissa? Are you in Denver presently?
I'm not presently in Denver.
You're from Denver.
I'm from Denver. I'm in East Harlem. And I think we're sounding like a broken record. Absolutely, Colorado wins on 300 days of sunshine a year. But also, it's one of the most outdoorsy states, obviously, because of the wonderful weather. And I think that's what makes it so great.
So thank you, Melissa. And boy, oh boy, we not only have we not only have more Colorado callers on the board, I will say, but we have so Washington State expats. Shout out. We're going to save a line or two for you here. 212-433-WNYC. We have an overwhelming criterion. It is the sunshine versus the rain. Washington Staters, defend your life. 212-433-9692. Defend your soaked heritage. Jenny in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. You're from Seattle?
I'm from New Jersey. I've never even been to Seattle, but I have a special affection for Seattle because they voted in an openly socialist councilwoman, and I think there should be a whole lot more of that in every city in America.
The politics of Seattle. How about anybody else on the politics of Washington State versus the politics of Colorado? One is a swing state, Colorado. One is not. Washington will always go for the Democrat in a presidential election in recent times. So even elects a socialist to the city council of Seattle, which is noticed in New Jersey. And Molly in Edgewater, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint your request for wanting someone to defend Seattle, because I have to come in on the side of Colorado, which, as the other callers have said, does have the best weather, not just compared to Seattle, but really in the country. And it can't be overstated what the improvement it provides for mood, your motivation to get outdoors, and the skiing, which I think people haven't addressed specifically, is amazing and really can't compare to anything else. And as for the Broncos and their ability to attract fans, I can't imagine, I mean, I'm not so familiar with football in general, and that's why I can say that the Broncos are amazing because, as I said, this is the first time I've really been aware that a Super Bowl even happens, and it's because being from Denver, as I am, it's impossible not to be a Broncos fan. So,
being from Denver and living in New Jersey, it's hard to miss the confluence of the two at this Super Bowl, right?
Yes, although I will say my parents and my sister and brother, who've never heard me make any sort of comments about football in my life, were surprised when I knew that it was the New Jersey Super Bowl.
Molly who? What did you do with my daughter?
pretty much.
Molly, thanks for calling. Enjoy Sunday. Chris, originally from one but also lived in the other. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I'm from Denver originally, but I lived in Seattle throughout my college years.
And?
Well, so I have to say I will be rooting for the Broncos in the Super Bowl because I grew up in Denver and it's kind of a family thing, but I always liked Seattle a lot more. The weather is not as sunny, but I would say the intellectual life is more compelling. I think the weekly newspapers are more compelling and better written, more quantities of bookstores. So I felt a lot more engaged in Seattle than I ever did in Denver.
Thank you very much. People of the mind prefer Seattle, he suggests, as opposed to people of the body who like the outdoors and the weather. Joe in Seattle, you're on WNYC. Or from Seattle, or are you in Seattle?
I am from Seattle. I live in New York now.
Hey, Joe.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Sure can. So what do you want to compare the two places on?
So, well, first of all, I'd like to disagree that Seattle is a very outdoorsy place. A lot of people are outside. They a lot of biking, a lot of hiking, a lot of skiing, and also just the fact that it rains, so we're going to wash everybody out. That's it.
There you go. Thank you very much. Kevin from Denver, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kevin.
How are you doing today?
Good. What do you want to compare these two on?
I've been to Seattle a couple of times. Grew up in New Jersey in Morris County, not all too far from where the game is going to be played. But I've been to Seattle a few times on business and have been living in Denver now for 15 years and much prefer, I think, the weather, the climate, the ability to get around. And again, similar to Seattle, the outdoors, the activities.
How about what the other Seattle caller brought up? The bookstores, the general tenor of intellectual life.
I think we're pretty good here in Denver. I mean, when you look at the universities, colleges and universities that we have available, have a son in school now, and, you know, there's quite a bit of that, a real good program. The high schools, I think, are generally pretty highly rated. Just overall, quite a bit of a high-tech business here in Denver.
And, Kevin, thank you very much. Enjoy the game on Sunday. And Michael in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you? I spent 6.5 years in Walla Walla, Washington, which is on the other side of the state, the part of the state that actually gets 300 days of sunshine a year. But comparing, the best thing I think about Seattle and Washington State is the wine is unparalleled. And you might have beer in Colorado, but the wine in Washington State is the best.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen, the Colorado versus Washington State Super Bowl of anything here 2 days before the football game on the Brian Lehrer Show Culture Bowl. Thanks for your calls. We posted a bunch of these stats on our website. Check out the data at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We also posted the raw data set there as well, so you can dig into the numbers yourself. Just think about it. You will be the coolest person at your Super Bowl party if you show up with a bunch of census data. And thanks again to Social Explorer, which provided us with all that information. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Enjoy the game if you're into the game. Happy Year of the Horse. Talk to you Monday. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.